1 Samuel chapter 22. Is that why you have all conspired against me? No one tells me when my son makes a covenant with the son of Jesse. None of you is concerned about me or tells me that my son has incited my servant to lie in wait for me as he does today. I hope I never fall into the vulgar error of dreaming that I am persecuted whenever I am contradicted. Paranoia is defined as a mental disorder characterized by offensive and absurd ideas based on false or unfounded facts. In the chapters of 1 Samuel, we see these traits reflected in Saul, a man troubled in spirit. Despite having everything, Saul was convinced that David was the problem. Near him was a specific group of people who were also afflicted, but with legitimate reasons, they were indebted, embittered, and hopeless. Do you identify with them? The good news is that God chooses what the world considers insignificant. As Paul says, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, but not many were influential, not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. The 400 found hope in David, their leader and protector. We have an even greater solution. We have found hope and salvation in Christ. In him, the weak are strengthened, the insignificant are redeemed, and the lost are found. Christ is our victory.